Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Friday, December 11th, 2009. It's a blustery cold day here in the Mount Joy, Pennsylvania area, and today's photo kind of illustrates that kind of cold. It's taken by our friend Howard Blickfeldt in Michigan, a lone tree. He titles The Lone Sentinel. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, and we prepare and share verbally and in text form these messages each weekday morning. Today's message is simply titled, Anna. The scripture text describes all we really know about this Anna in Luke chapter 2.
There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
Today we will study the only Anna in the Bible. That may surprise you. We have a fairly common name and its derivative, Anne, but this Anna is the only Anna in the Bible. It is the Greek form of the Hebrew name Hannah, and both of them mean grace. My first recollection of a person with the name Anna was my grandpa's older sister, whom we all called Aunt Anna. She lived in tiny Harwood, Missouri, and although I don't remember much about her, I do recall to this day that she made delicious sugar cookies that were very much enjoyed by those privileged to receive them. Well, through the years, I've met several other Annas since that time, including our Amish friend Anna Ruth. I also consider Doug Batangelo's wife Anna. But my Aunt Anna best fits the description of the Anna in today's passage, since I only remember her as an older widow in her 80s, actually probably her late 80s or early 90s at the time.
Well, this Anna was the second of the faithful believers who, like Simeon, encountered the infant Messiah at the time of his consecration in the temple. Married only 7 years, she then became a widow and never remarried. Luke described Anna as an 84-year-old prophetess who fully dedicated her life to God, who, and I quote, never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying, end quote. She must have been an interesting person. Somehow, when I read this description, I form a mental image of her as possibly a rather eccentric woman, perhaps a charismatic sort of personality. Over the years, Stephen and I have learned to value the contribution these type of believers make to the body of Christ.
Well, as we continue on in the text, we read, she first gave thanks to God as she encountered the Holy Family. Apparently, she was in such rich communion with God that she knew that this was no ordinary family or baby. And of course, she also may have witnessed the exchange that had just taken place with Simeon that is recorded in the previous several verses.
She then spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. The specific content of her words were not recorded for us, but are related to our Lord's redemptive work. Like Simeon, it is doubtful that Anna lived to see Christ's redemptive work on the cross.
I guess when I read that again, I think it's probably very doubtful as she was 84, but it's still possible, I suppose. Today, let us thank God for the gift of His Son, and let us also faithfully speak about the child who became the Savior of the world. As we focus on the wonder of the Christmas story this season, remember, this baby was born to die for our sins. Let us recognize the full redemptive scope of the mission of the baby that Anna encountered, and wholeheartedly worship serve Him today.
Let's pray together. Father, we read of Simeon and Anna who praised You in the temple for the blessings of the Christ child. We also praise You in the house of the Lord and in heaven and earth for the past, present, and future blessings that we enjoy through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our peace, who has broken down every wall And someday we'll thoroughly enjoy the future setting of the lion laying down right beside the lamb because of Christ's redemptive power. We'll also see every tribe and tongue united under one leader, and we will know and thoroughly enjoy the full scope of Christ's redemption. In your time, Lord, in your time, you will bring these marvelous blessings to pass. But even now, we thank you for the countless blessings we enjoy at the present. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, Brooksine has another note I want her to share, an observation as she considers the study of God's Word. Why don't you share that, Brooksine, you have written this morning?
Well, I guess I came up with this note because I think of the Christmas pageant for many years. It's probably not as common now as it was in my childhood, but it pretty much the people who were in the pageant were people who were Mary, Joseph, young people. And sometimes older people can be deleted from the scene, but the story today makes me think of a different way of taking it. One of the things I enjoy about the study of Simeon and Anna is that their story reminds me of how people of all ages were touched by the Christmas story. From the tiny baby in the manger, the young virgin and her youthful husband, the shepherds and wise men representing men of various ages, all the way to Elizabeth and Zechariah, who were beyond childbearing years, and then Anna and Simeon, who were nearing the century mark, at least we know for sure with Anna. The angels bearing the good news also represented the eternal aspect of our miraculous Christmas story. So there's, lives are ageless.
They're all there.
But how wonderful that people of all ages, the very young and the very old, are all included in the full scope of Christ's redemption plan.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. If you go to our site, I referred to a photo a friend sent us. He has a website, a tremendous photographer, Howard Blickfelt. He provides our opening photo today of a tree in Michigan. Also have a couple of photos, obviously art, they're not photos, I should say, but images on the site depicting Anna, one with the Holy Family. Another, just a photo that perhaps looked like her, but another real photo I have took place yesterday when our friend Mike Book came over to our house and he and Brooksine rehearsed their special duet number for a Christmas musical, which will begin tonight. We'll have it Saturday night. Sunday night we have a busy weekend, mostly Brooksine. And if you care to, you can look at that photo on the site. And actually we have an audio link to the song they're singing. Now I suppose it would be neat to say it's them, but it's not. I think they do very well, but it's a professionally recorded version, I think probably from a sampler from the musical, actually. And Brooksine saying yes, because she had to buy the sampler to choose the whole musical. It's called The Lord Has Been Kind, and it's actually a song written as though Anna and Simi were singing it. Quite an interesting approach, this entire musical. Well, we do have some other material up on the site today, including a description of Howard Blickfelt and some links to his work, his photographic, I can't even say it right now. Is that what I'm saying? Work on the web, and this is a man I've never met personally, but a mutual friend introduced us online, and we became familiar, and he has given me permission to periodically post his photos, and of course we encourage you to go to his site. And you can look at them, a wide variety of them as well. Well, for a couple weeks and all through next week, we have posted what we call resources for the Christmas season. It's materials that Brooksie and I have come across or prepared that we feel would be a blessing to you in this season. Well, have a blessed day. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Friday, December 11th, 2009. Have a blessed day and continue to worship and serve the Lord Jesus Christ.